When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to On the Rise, a podcast about female college tennis players on the way up. On the Rise serves compelling stories and unique voices in women's college tennis. This is your host, Perry Shinen. In this episode of On the Rise, I will be speaking with Florida alum Anna Danilina, who became the first Kazakh player in the Open era to win a mixed doubles major title when she won the 2023 U.S. Open with Harry Heliovaara. Anna was ranked number 3 in the world in juniors before helping the Gators capture the 2017 national title. Welcome to another episode of On the Rise podcast. I'm joined by Anna Danilina from University of Florida Women's Tennis. Anna, how are you?
All good. Thank you for having me.
You are fresh off a U.S. Open title. So that's what I want to start off talking about today. How did it feel to lift that trophy?
It was amazing. I could not believe it even for a few weeks after that because it was such an amazing experience. And for me, how the mix worked, we just met each other in the singing room with Harry, and we were just like, yeah, let's get in and try to play a few matches if we can. And 2 weeks later, we're holding that trophy. So yeah, I still cannot describe it. It was crazy.
When you met him at the sign-in table, had you known about his tennis career before meeting him in person?
No, not at all. Like, I didn't even know how he looked like. I just saw his name on the looking list, and then I saw the guy, and I was like, I think that's him. I'm not 100% sure. So we just like met up like, hey, this is you. Like, yeah, this is your name on the list. Yeah. Hey, let's try to sign. And yeah, that was it.
And he talked about in a press conference after how you both, of course, met then. And then you became very close throughout the tournament and, of course, ended up lifting the trophy. What was it like to get to know him throughout the week?
Yeah, it was very interesting. We got to practice together. I also met his wife and his kids. They're all very nice. And I mean, maybe it worked out well that we lost early in a double so we could actually, you know, like train together a bit more and, you know, get used to each other's game a bit better. So, yeah, it was great 2 weeks.
Will we see you two again?
Of course, we want to play again, but yeah, it's just a matter of getting in.
You were a U.S. Open semifinalist back in 2012 in the juniors,
yeah, yes,
in doubles, and then you're back over 10 years later playing in the adult final. How cool was that to see the court again from a different angle?
Yeah, I never played on Ash before when I was a junior, so that was a completely different experience. But I remember, when I was a junior, it was one of my favorite tournaments. I don't know, I just like the atmosphere, how many people were, you know, like watching, even juniors, you know, it's just an amazing.
And now talking about your college career, you were a four-time All-American at the University of Florida. How did that experience help set you up for your pro career?
I mean, I always like the team aspect of the college tennis. So it was very fun for me to compete as a team. And I was actually more focusing on the team championships, and like all the individuals ones were, of course, great that I was still representing the university, but I was feeling a bit more relaxed and maybe sometimes even played a little bit better because I was less stressed about like winning and the trophies.
And what did you learn about yourself through that process?
It was interesting in the sense that I noticed how negative I was maybe at first when I came. I was very focused on, it's so bad that I lost. Like, I should have done this and this better. But then eventually, because you have another match, you just have to pick yourself up and go play again because the team needs you and you need to be your best self next day, next match. So that's definitely kind of maybe changed my mentality and my mindset a little bit. And I think that's a great thing for me.
And we had one of your former teammates, Peggy Porter, on the podcast as well. What did your teammates mean to you when you were at Florida?
Yeah, it meant a lot because it was my first group of friends, you know, like people I mostly connected with, communicated with on a daily basis, especially for me being a foreigner and having English as my second language. I was a bit, you know, like I needed to adjust the way college works altogether. So it was very nice to have some people who will help me out. And also, I feel like traveling together as a team is way more fun than going through all the, you know, like tough practices or something. When you have someone next to you, your teammate, it just makes everything easier.
I've talked to other players who've trained at Florida colleges, and they just talk about how tough it makes you being in that heat all the time. Did you find the same?
My first year, as soon as I came, I was a bit shocked by the heat wave, I guess. But then over all the years, I got so spoiled by, you know, like warm and heat and sun. So now everywhere I go, I'm cold. I just love heat. From now on, I cannot play anywhere when it's cold.
Me too. I'm always cold. I went to school at Brown. I played there and we were indoors for most of the year and I was always cold. It's tough. It's tough. Yeah. Because, I mean, mostly the sport is outdoors, so it's perfect where you went.
Yeah, just the warmer, the better for me.
Why did you choose Florida as your destination for college?
When I was applying, I was kind of late because I didn't know that usually in America, you commit a year before you're going. And I started looking into colleges, I think it was April, the same year I wanted to go in the fall. So the same year. So it's very, very late. So I got very, very lucky, I guess, that the spot was even available at that point. And I took my visits and I was looking for the school with a good academics as well as a good tennis program because I wanted to continue playing tennis and also I wanted a good education. So this is how I ended up picking Florida. I mean, when I visited, I didn't even meet any of the teammates because it was midsummer by the time I could do my official visits. But I really liked the coaches and, you know, facilities, stadiums, everything. So yeah, that was a great choice for me when I look back at it.
You played pro before and after your career at Florida. How different are you as a pro now that you've gone through college?
Some weeks I'm not doing too well at pros. I always feel like I have my education and, you know, the worst comes worst. I always have something to do, you know, like besides tennis. And I also know that tennis is a sport when one week can go very well, next week not so well. You know, we basically play tournaments every week and you lose every week unless you win the whole tournament. So it's just a matter, I think I'm a bit more calm in that sense that I have something, you know, like as a backup plan, just in case. I want to go back to school and finish my master's, maybe after I'm done with my professional career.
Awesome. In economics?
I haven't really figured out yet. Yeah. I just prefer to do one thing at a time, basically. So I'll maybe concentrate and figure the field out and do the master's then.
You have enough on your plate right now. And yeah. You broke into the top 10 this past January. How did it feel to make that jump?
It was amazing. Actually, I didn't even notice that last one breaking into top 10 because I think I dropped the week after that. So it was very brief. But no, overall, last year was great. And the results we had with my doubles partner and the way we ended the season with the WTA finals, I mean, it was unreal. It was such an amazing experience just to get there and play with the top doubles teams in the world.
Why did you choose doubles?
I like the team aspect and doubles is the closest you can get to, playing as a team. So, I always liked it. And even when I was playing juniors, I always liked playing doubles and I was playing every chance I got. And then being in college, we were focusing a lot on how to play doubles, you know, strategies and everything. So I learned a lot through my years at Florida. So when I started playing pro, I was playing tournaments and I started having good results, you know, fairly quickly.
How do you train for doubles? Do you have a coach that coaches you specifically or coaches you and your partner once you're preparing for a tournament?
I have my own coach and it just depends who I'm playing with. If my partner has her own coach or if doesn't, then my coach will coach us both because we work as a team. Otherwise, two coaches, they will talk and come up with the best strategy for the team.
Do you always play a specific side?
I used to play more on the ad side, but I've been switching deuce and ad so I can be more flexible.
That's very cool. And a lot of doubles players play with different partners, I've noticed in the pros. Is that something that you coming in kind of had that mindset to know that, hey, you know, you might play with someone one weekend and then you might play with someone the next weekend?
Yeah, that happens all the time, so you're just ready for it. The best thing you can do is just find that one partner you're going to play the whole year with, or more than 1 year, but it just takes time to find someone. So usually you end up switching partners either after like a series of tournaments or every week, so you're just used to it. So just trying mostly to bring the best you can bring to the team you have in that week.
What are your goals on tour?
I mean, hopefully come back to the Grand Slam finals again. That's the closest goal I can have for now. And the rest, who knows? And hopefully I can play Olympics this upcoming year. But it's all based on the rankings again. So it's very hard to predict.
And that was actually exactly what I was going to ask, was that you were a US Open semifinalist back in 2012 in the juniors, in doubles. And then you're back over 10 years later playing in the adult final. How cool was that to see the court again from a different angle?
Yeah, I never played on Ash before when I was a junior. So that was a completely different experience. But I remember when I was a junior, it was one of my favorite tournaments. I don't know, I just like the atmosphere, how many people were, you know, like watching, even juniors, you know, it's just an amazing.
My name is Anna Danilina and I'm on the rise.
This has been an episode of On the Rise, a Tennis Channel podcast in partnership with Behind the Racket. It's produced by Molly Getman and Lyric Bowditch. Join us next time to continue our conversation about women's college tennis. This is Perry Scheinen, On the Rise.